One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Bill's your mic on.
Can you hear me?
Oh, that's because it's... Go ahead, talk again.
Poop and pee, it's poop
and... That sounds silky.
Everybody's good.
Silky poop, silky
pee. All right,
poop,
let's do this.
Silky poop, silky
pee. We are back.
Everybody is good.
The grand reunion.
The grand reunion, everybody! Poop and pee, poop and pee.
Poop and pee, poop and pee.
Yeah, I'm more.
Guys.
I was doing falsetto before, but I got range.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Fantasy Boys, the boys.
Poop and pee, 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 poop and pee.
Guys, welcome back to RDP Studios. We're back!
It's been so long.
It's been a while since I could listen to my favorite podcast. I know, and we've all been a little busy. Have a bunch of irons in the fire, as it were.
We're busy. We're fucking superstars.
Yeah, I wasn't that busy.
No, yeah. But you know, things happen, and go fuck yourselves if you're complaining about your dose. We're back now.
You've missed us.
We're back. We're almost at our one-year anniversary, actually.
I know. It's getting crazy.
Yeah.
It should be pretty soon.
Yeah, because it was the first episode we had was the Thursday before kickoff of football.
We got to get another fantasy. Well, this podcast would be a total shame if we don't get this league going.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I just texted.
And very soon we will be moving into a new studio, which will be tight. And
will it be tight or will it be toit?
It'll be toit.
Toit like a toiger.
Toit like a toiger.
Gold member. I can't, like, I know that we've talked about this, like, ad nauseum before, but, like, again, Austin Powers 2 and 3, a carbon copy of one another and a sham. But the
still
first
care.
One,
still like
fucking
them.
Great. It was just on the
other. I like all Harold and Kumar has elements from each one. Like, yeah. Those are almost copies, but I love all those.
Yeah.
I don't need...
give Harold and Kumar some goddamn credit, because right now, Crazy Rich Asians is doing such a good job at the box office.
What a crazy name to put on a movie.
Yes, exactly. It seems a little racist.
It seems like that, but it's doing well. And everyone's like, oh, finally, a movie fronted by Asians. I'm like, hello. How about Harold and Kumar get some goddamn
how
respect?
About the entire kung fu genre.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, but I mean, they meant a comedy. Like,
which,
and that was that, like, they didn't even mention Harold and Kumar. Like, they did three movies?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
And they had a fucking trilogy, and they were fun. They were like fun, good movies.
Yeah,
I like those movies.
Also, statistically,
movies started by the Asian world.
Statistically, Asians not very crazy rich. If we look at a per capita income,
but the rich ones,
right? Yeah,
are
these
crazy
are like
rich.
Singapore Asians,
I see.
And they are. They got some real wealthy ones. Well,
Singapore
over there.
Got that money.
Singapore or Hong Kong?
Singapore is a very rich area.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Hong Kong was recently a British colony.
Hong Kong has like up like both sides though. Hong Kong has a lot of money, but there's also a lot, I want to say, a lot of, like, squalor there. Whereas, like, Singapore, if you litter, you're fucked. There's a documentary about some stand-ups that went to Asia to do comedy.
Is that the, who was that?
It's
Chad
Daniels and
Segura. I never saw that.
Pete Lee. It's on Amazon, and it was interesting. They show, like, the scenes that they have there and stuff like that. And Singapore is... like beautiful, like there's no trash, there's not, like it's in perfect condition, but you have like really, like it's really fucking strict, and that's why, like that's why it looks nice, because you can't criticize the government, you can't like so stand up in Singapore is like they're walking on eggshells all the time, because they've gotten in trouble before.
Yeah,
but it looks nice.
Is Singapore or Shanghai? Or that they're both in China, right? I don't know. I'm very bad at geography. I was going to say geometry. That's how bad at geography I am.
I actually did get a D in geography in college. I did take geography in college. just because I waited too long to register for classes and I needed something from whatever kind of credit that was. And I really just kind of zoned out and thought, I fucking know this shit's geography. And then D.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know.
I know some just because of, like I mean, I know... Yeah, I know like the Philippines.
State capitals.
I'm actually pretty good at state capitals. Yeah, Let's do some state capitals right now.
North Dakota.
Who cares?
Delaware.
Also, who cares?
Yeah.
No, North Dakota is it Minot?
Bismarck. Yes.
Bismarck.
Oh, baby, you!
No, the Bismarckie. Bismarckie, sir. Bismarck. We're talking about
Audubon.
Yes, exactly. Because if there should be a city named after a World War One era ship that got sunk by the Lusitania.
I've been listening to a World War One podcast.
Is it good?
You have been enjoying it.
How'd that all get going?
Well, you know.
I really don't know anything about World War One.
World War One?
The Wonder Woman was there. That's about all I know.
I'm a Rogan fanboy, as you know, and he's always talked about this Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast.
Yes. I've listened to a little bit of that.
That one that he raves about all the time called Wrath of the Khans is amazing.
Yeah.
It is fascinating. And, like, if you had, like, I listened to the whole thing on a road trip up into Oconomowoc, Wisconsin.
Uh huh.
And back, just like that, it just killed the drive. It was like
That's
a 12-hour drive each way.
What, Rogan recently, like, did he denounce his friendship with Alex Jones finally? Someone told me that he did.
I don't know if he finally did, but, like, the entire time, it's not like he's, like, defended Alex Jones. He just kind of laughed at him and been like, yeah, he's a crazy person. I like him as a person, but, yeah.
But, like, how can you like him as a person when he is...
Because he's in the intellectual dark web.
He's like... pushing all these Sandy Hook truther theories.
Yeah, didn't you see that article in the New York Times a couple months ago? It was like the intellectual dark web or whatever. It was like Jordan Peterson and like fucking Cernovich, you know, all those fucking Twitter. But like Rogan was somehow lumped in there. Or like Sam Harris and stuff like that. And like, well, Rogan's not really like, you know.
The intellectual.
Yeah.
I feel like in like Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris, we talked about this before. I don't think that they're as bad as everybody else seems to. I certainly don't agree with everything, but
I just think
I think that what they say gets blown way out of proportion.
I think what they say is, I mean, they're playing to a certain audience, and I think they take an emotional element out of things, and it gets people fired up.
I just think that they're dumb and they pretend to be smart, and that's what's grating about them.
Oh, that could be it too. I actually don't really know much about either of them, other than like I've seen like. One, Jeremy Clark. I never even remember his name.
Jordan Clarkson. The backup point guard.
No. Who's the Clarkson guy or the Jordan Peterson?
Jordan Peterson.
That's the thing. I always get it mixed up. So like, I'll be like, because then there's Jeremy Clarkson who was on Top Gear.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
He's hilarious. And so I look up close to him, like, why are people getting fired over this guy? He's great.
I don't know. It appeals to a certain demographic, and like, I don't think
it
like,
appeals
people...
so too much to a certain demographic because that certain demographic likes it so much. I think that the rest of the world is
virgin autistic.
Going, that's what these two dudes are. It's these fucking alt-right insult type of dudes. And I think that that's what a big proponent in turning everybody off these guys. But when you actually do listen to them kind of like hash out their thoughts, not in a 7 to 10 minute clip, when you listen to them on Rogan for like 3 hours, it's like, okay, you know, some of this I kind of see, and I kind of can certainly see how some things are getting sensationalized and how he's not like, you know, all this talk about not liking trans, it's less about being anti-trans
policing
and more about...
Language,
which I'm
like,
all about.
When he talks about
trans
stuff, there's things there that I disagree with. But I've listened to some of the that's like the one thing I have actually listened to was people were trying to get fired up over that, and I listened to the whole thing. I'm like, oh, he's just looking at it from a very very distinct point of view. And but what I think is dangerous about those guys is they do get people rallying behind them. They'll be like, look what he said.
Exactly.
And then they take it out of context and they use
it
for
hatred. But
that's
those people. But you're like, they're not, I don't even think that they're particularly playing to that crowd.
But
no,
you're saying something
are,
that appeals
but I'm
to
saying
them, which is problematic in itself.
But they're,
right?
they're taking pieces of it and going, this is what I believe opposed to not the whole picture
of
what
the
that
other
person
side,
has to say.
On the other side, they're taking pieces of it and saying, this is why he's, you know, preaching hate speech, and that's not what he's doing. It's just very...
I don't think it's hate speech.
But that's
why people hate
super hardcore left side.
I don't think that those guys are all right. Listening to them hash out their thoughts over time.
I agree. I don't think they're all right, but I still, like, Sam, first of all, that whole new atheism thing is an affront to fucking brown people, like the Bill Maher's, the Sam Harris, the fucking Richard Dawkins, because it's always about, and it's like the thin veil of, yes, well, Christianity, blah, 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 shouldn't do that. But it's like, but Islam is inherently violent, and blah, 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 blah. And like, again, all of that could be traced back to the 1970s. That shit didn't exist before then. Wahhabi Islam from fucking Saudi Arabia that the United States funded, and like all the terrorism that we experience today, radical Islamic terror, quote unquote, is the direct result of the fucking CIA, like, yeah, meddling in that shit. It's not about Islam. And that, and they use that to, like, pit, like, the side, you know what I mean? Like, the Bill Maher's crowd.
Yeah, well, I mean, Tony Stark created Ultron, so, like,
that's
that
true.
Happens. That's
exactly.
Happens.
Speaking of newer things, this is a little bit off topic, but, you know...
Hank Pym created Ultron in the comics, just so you guys...
I did not know that.
Sir!
I did not know that.
Actually...
I'll tell you, I'll just say that just
Do you guys know
in
how
case
old
somebody
Germany
actually
is
respond. It's like...
Not very old.
Like 40 years old, 30 years old?
It was
20
Prussia.
Years old? 80?
Yes. There were a lot
like
of
1871.
1871 for like this Germany.
I honestly, yeah, until listening to this podcast...
Well, and then they split up and weren't Germany and then got back together. Like,
well, it was like East and West, like,
yeah,
Germany after the communists stepped in.
So I read...
So Germany is like...
Yeah, from the 1800s.
So like, I'm talking about even like the original,
yeah,
like 1871.
It was a series of nation states.
Yeah.
The Franco-Prussian War wasn't against Germany. It was France against Prussia.
And that's how, like World War I, how all that went down is, you know, you learn in history class, Gavrilo Princip.
Yes. The Black Hand.
Which I guess they're not even positive he was part of that. He could have been part of a different organization, I guess. But it was like this crazy, like, John Kennedy type of situation where he, like, they go into... Sarajevo, I want to say. One of the...
Sarajevo. I'm bad at geography because I'm like, oh, I didn't even know Sarajevo was
Serbia.
Yeah.
Well, it was Yugoslavia then.
Yeah, like all that shit.
So, that shit's
split up
so
and then
confusing.
Like the Austro-Hungarian like Duke. He was like the heir to the throne. He's like doing this Kennedy-like car parade.
Right.
And this group of assassins is like one after the other trying to hit him while he's on it, and like the first guy fails, he's like,
and they walk
grenade,
home
like, doesn't
eventually
go off,
yeah,
and then like the, yeah, like, so he like takes like a suicide capsule, but it like doesn't actually,
yeah,
kill him, and he like jumps in this shallow river, so they catch him, and then like the driver went the wrong way,
yeah,
trying to escape, and it just like fell right into that,
yeah, they were walking home,
bam,
dejected, like they're like, we failed and stuff,
mm-hmm,
like that, and the driver got lost and he just popped him. But that's what, which is of, like, all of that shit that led up to World War I, like the hyper-nationalism and the fucking strategic alliances and stuff like that, and just all the powder, like, that's exactly what's fucking happening now with Russia and Turkey and, you know, Syria and Iran.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a whole bunch of boots on the ground. Like, that's not how world wars are going to look anymore. And that
no,
was one of the big parts of World War I, is it was
be a lot
the
of
first
people dying.
Large conflict of superpowers where it wasn't like, you know, two giant battles solved everything.
Right.
It wasn't like after one giant battle that resources were so depleted that the war was just over. Now it was like, we have unlimited amount of people. We'll just yank from the population.
Yep. That was
plus machine guns. That was like the first showdown of that. World War III would be the first showdown of superpowers with what we got now.
Yeah.
And that shit's all different because
it's very different.
That's
the last major conflict of superpowers ended with nuclear warfare.
That's why
it's, now everybody.
What do you think they would go after? Do you think because, and like, you know, when they're doing like bombings in England and stuff like that, they were just kind of dropping bombs. Like they had targets, but they didn't have the targeting system to be super accurate. So they're going for things to cripple their supply lines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then they end up hitting schools and just like neighborhoods and shit like that. So what happens? What do they go for here?
Here, the
AOL.
Grid.
What's that? The
power grid.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
AOL headquarters.
AOL.
Power grid. And
how are they going to communicate?
Kill the internet.
Yeah.
They got to kill the internet.
Yeah,
the
power
I think
makes
they
sense.
Try and do whatever they could to shut us down as the society that we are. I don't think that they just kind of bomb us. I think they...
That's why it's hilarious to me.
But at the same time, all of our economies are way too intertwisted. I don't think World War III is ever going to happen.
I don't think it'll be a world war. I think it's going to be
economic and policy warfare.
Economic policy and a lot of.
Do you know what the blockchain
internet
is?
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, doesn't that seem
invest?
No, but like, doesn't that seem it's all on a series of computers that like check one another, right? Like the fucking like an entire economy is. So wouldn't it be real easy to fucking?
But
I
it's.
Don't know,
but it's
apparently not
decentralized.
I mean,
it's not centralized.
Yeah.
So you'd have to knock out all the computers. Like every computer ever.
Well, I mean, like, I don't know. It's just all cryptocurrency.
Don't you watch
and shit.
Silicon Valley?
No,
it, that's how
love that show.
Bitcoin
love
is
that show.
Stored.
Anyways,
it's
what
like
I was going to say about World War
III there,
is that's why it's so hilarious to me that you're exactly right. It'd be like a fucking, like, grid on, like, power grids and stuff like that and on the internet and communication and, like, send people in blackout. It's hilarious that, like, Trump was touting a couple weeks ago, and Pence, like, we're going to send more people to Lockheed Martin to fix the F-35 or put more people in the F-35 because they passed that defense budget or whatever. The F-35 has cost $1 trillion to make. It will never fly. Like, it's never going to be used, and yet they're sinking more fucking...
You actually told me about
yeah,
that. I did not know.
Now, that's probably just to pay people that they want to pay.
They're handing money to Lockheed Martin.
Yeah.
They're just saying, hey, well, we can't have universal health care, but here's $738 billion for a fucking defense budget and $1 trillion worth of sunk costs since it's been started.
And twice as much as the next closest country's defense budget.
Yes, exactly. The next two, China and Russia.
Okay.
I think it's even more than twice.
It might be. It's bananas.
To
one degree, I certainly do understand that pretty much we do have to police the world, and I do believe that is keeping the peace and our role in other countries.
Not doing a very good job thus far.
I mean, how good of a job can be done, to be honest with you?
Maybe
I
not try
we
at
can
all.
Certainly do better, and I think not trying at all would.
Every time
would
they've tried to they fucking tried to intervene in Afghanistan in the '70s and created Al Qaeda.
These are the large interventions. Most of our interventions are humanitarian efforts and smaller things, and it's very necessary, I think.
I mean, I'm all for humanitarian aid. I'm not for humanitarian military.
To keep other major superpowers from doing crazy things, and like I feel like if we weren't, it didn't have some footholds in certain areas that different dictators would have gone further than they.
How did Libya
have
go?
Have gone.
How did Libya go?
Not great.
Yeah. How did Syria go?
Some of these.
How did Iraq go?
Yeah.
What about
mission
Afghanistan?
Accomplished.
These are the major interventions, though.
Okay. Well, okay. What about every other sub? Okay, sub major. What about Yemen? How's Yemen going?
Yemen's crazy.
Yeah.
Yemen, you so crazy.
Man, Yemen, you so
Yemen
crazy.
Yemen be shopping.
You're only looking at the overturnings of government and the actual attacks against governments, not most of what we do.
Such as what? I'm asking.
I'm talking, like, how many different countries? I think we actually put troops in maybe 15 to 20 different countries when Obama was president. We have a lot of different footholds throughout the world. We have a lot of different military bases throughout the world. A lot of it is policing those parts of the world and kind of keeping order in certain parts of the world.
How's North Korea going? How's South Korea going? Do you think those guys...
South Korea seems like it's thriving.
Yeah, well, exactly. So why do we need fucking 50,000 troops there? Who they hate, by the way. Like, fucking South Korean people fucking hate American troops. They're fucking, like, in the early 90s, long story short, there was this big... Some kid died and there was a big protest or whatever. Psy, remember Psy? Gangnam Style?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You remember how you don't hear from Psy anymore?
Uh-huh.
It's because it came out that he was, like, he's a big Korean pop star. And he still is over there or whatever. But, like, he was an organizer of, like, this anti-American fucking, like, get the troops home and stuff like that. Not one. It got to 1 billion listens on YouTube and then that was it. Fucking, oh yeah, Psy. He didn't like the troops there. Same with the Dixie Chicks. I know it's a different fucking thing, but you never fucking hear from them.
You guys been watching Hard Knocks?
A little bit. I haven't seen the last one, but I watched
it. I've seen all of them.
I've seen them all.
I've enjoyed it.
I like it a lot.
Because of Hard Knocks, Jarvis Landry went in the first round of my fantasy draft yesterday.
That's funny. We got fleeced on that.
This one dude I work with, he took
him. He's a solid three, like, flex.
I planned on getting him in the third round.
Yeah.
And I honestly think he has the ability to be a number one wide receiver.
Okay.
I just not like a first round. I think that
yeah.
Like Michael Thomas slid to the back end of the second round.
And he's going to be a beast this year.
And he's going to be a monster.
Yeah. I just don't think we're going to... I just think our offense will be good eventually, but it's going to be an up and down kind of thing where there's going to be some games that were decent and some games that were not.
The offensive line did look a little bit horrifying in that last,
yeah, last game.
Eagles.
But the
now
game
Eagles
before...
defensive front is good.
Yeah.
5 points. Their defense played real good.
But like the Phillies off, the Eagles offense is missing a lot of pieces.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of pieces.
And that's the thing. I'm not.
It's preseason.
I hate preseason because there's so much speculation on it, and it just never.
What the fuck was Hugh Jackson doing, putting Tyrod Taylor back in the game after fucking dislocating his pinky in a meaningless fucking preseason game? Like, why the fuck would you put him back in?
Especially after that whole thing on Hard Knocks, where he's like saying we're gonna hold.
This
guys
is
from
my
practice.
Seat. Is. See, you guys don't see it from my point. Yeah,
and then you throw your starting quarterback in after he hurts his hand.
Hugh Jackson is an idiot, like through and through. He's one of the dumbest fucking coaches in the NFL, and like their attempts to paint him otherwise.
What do you guys think of Todd Haley?
I like Todd Haley.
He was such a red ass that I can't help but fucking like him. You know what I mean? Like He really is a prick, like, to the fucking end. And, like...
And Greg Williams, I like...
Greg Williams is fantastic.
Yeah, I kind of like him,
those
too.
Two guys, like, their adversarial relationship.
It's good. I think it's good for the
good
team.
Good teams don't touch the quarterback. We'll block them, then!
Fucking, remember last year, right before he got fired from Pittsburgh, Todd Haley got into a bar fight down by fucking...
You know what? I heard a little bit more about that, and apparently some guy had been saying some things to his wife.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. You kind of clears a little bit of that. But, you know, I do like a guy with a little bit of fucking piss and vinegar in him. Let's do this.
I think our team needs that.
Add baking soda to him.
Greg Williams is nothing but piss and vinegar. Mm-hmm. I love that, man.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed watching.
They've been those two, and then Bob Wiley. Bob Wiley, when he said, and his gut just jumps 3 inches every time he says it. Oh, my God. It's fucking art. It's beautiful.
He is such an old manatee of a human being.
Yes, very much so.
And he's given like look at the gorilla and how they'd be a great lineman. Like, that's hilarious. He's just come run through all these different animals with low centers of gravity. Look at the rhino. Rhino would be great.
Long arms and natural knee bender.
Yeah.
Anyone is better than their last offensive line coach, who I believe got fired for beating the fuck out of his wife, right? What was that guy's name? Which, by the way, have you guys seen following at all on the OSU?
I was thinking.
The Urban Meyer thing? Yeah. How in the fuck is that guy not fired? Fucking say it a million times ad nauseum, college sports is a rape and abuse factory propped up by fucking slave labor. Every single one of these major fucking college programs is an awful, horrific, abusive place. They kill people now. Fucking Maryland, right? They fucking cop.
Oh, man,
the fucking...
I'm all for making sure that guy sees...
jail time.
Yeah, jail time. I thought Brian Kelly got off real easy when
that guy
died.
He died.
That's all
in
I
a windstorm.
You,
they put him in a fucking...
You put a kid in a windstorm in a fucking lift, and he died because of you. And... Urban Meyer, you either don't punish him at all, or you fire him. You don't suspend him 3-4 games because you're saying that he did do something wrong.
Did you read the report?
Not all of it.
Oh, man, it's bad. Like, they determined, they said that he did have knowledge of it. However, his memory is cloudy based on the medication that he takes. Swear to God. Like, for, like, heart medication or whatever. So, he misremembered some things. He deleted all of his text messages. They have witnesses saying he asked people how to delete his text messages or whatever. He
guys,
knew.
I gotta bounce a little early because my kid just got off work and I gotta give her a ride.
Oh, okay.
And she's supposed to get up a little bit later than this.
Oh, all right.
All right. You guys can carry it. I believe in you.
Yeah. Bye, Billy.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Bill. But, yeah, so, like, fucking... on record, you know what I mean? Like, actively covering up that he knew that this guy was beating the fuck out of his wife. And how good wide receivers do they have? You know what I mean? It's not like they're fucking...
Michael Thomas.
I guess. But, like, what the fuck, man? Like, every major college program, Michigan State, fucking covered up the rape of 3,000 girls. 3,000 over 2 decades. They should get the death penalty. Nobody should fucking, like... And these people, like, the weirdest fucking cults in America are college football fandom, fan. You know what I mean?
Like, no, radio fans.
Okay, yeah, okay. Fair. Yes, yes, yes.
Welcome to the show, Alan Cox Show fan.
Death match between Ohio State fans versus Rover fans. Now, wait a minute. There's this a circle, I was going to say, this circle is probably one. So I hope you all fucking eat cyanide caps, you fucking mouth breathers.
I'm not going to say that.
I will. I don't care.
I can say that. We're all maniacs.
At me. Fucking. But, like, yeah, man. Like, I don't understand how you can look past the fact that your program has actively, like, harmed people, ruined people's lives in pursuit of winning fucking ball games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, like, all the defenders of Urban Meyer, it's tough. Like, see, I didn't follow up it closely enough.
Yeah.
I knew what would happen from the beginning.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I only listen to a certain amount of sports talk radio and shit, but,
you know. Good for you.
Yeah. I'll listen, like, right after, like, the day after a Browns preseason game and, like, nothing else. Yeah. Just podcasts.
That's not a bad strategy.
Listen to my World War One podcast.
I've been listening just to 98.5 in the morning. Start my day. By the way, R.I.P. Mr. Classic.
That makes me so sad.
I know. I'm writing a
house party.
House party Saturday night. Brassfield reminded me of the time. I don't remember this at all. But I was on his porch one time and we were relentlessly trying to like call. And I was like, hey, Mr. Classic, if I got through, I was like, just drinking on my porch with my fellas. How about I hear a little Bad Company off the album Bad Company by the band Bad Company? He's like, the triple Bad Company?
You sound like Josh Morrow, and that was one of my all-time favorite Sean Jaundice jokes.
It wasn't. Fucking yeah, great.
Jump my up. Favorite album, band, and yeah. song are Bad Company.
Company. Yeah. His other good one is... LeBron James, or as he's known in France, the Brown Jimmy.
I think my favorite one was about not knowing he was dating a trans person, but when a 6 foot tall Diana Ross doesn't right. shut up and put it in her ass,
Jonas is great. He's still great. I talk to him often.
Good.
I wish that he would do stand up. He just got a fucking baby now
yeah.
and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Shout out Sean Jaundice. If anybody's looking for a tattoo, go
for it. I got a decent story about last night. John McCain died.
Oh, that's right. John McCain, R.I.P. to John McCain, who died without ever getting to perform the wave at a ball game. Get it, guys? He can't lift his arms because he was in that death camp.
He was a decent man.
Ah, whatever. I mean, like, I get it. Yeah, don't speak ill of the dead, but, like, he did, his policies enacted violence on fucking people. You know what I mean? That's the thing about when these politicians die, and, like, they write these glowing profiles, and, yeah, I'm sure that they're nice guys, in, you know, individually, one-on-one with people. But, like, you know, that ignores the fact, politics is violence. It's violence enacted on people. You know what I mean? Like, no matter what policy decision, that affects somebody negatively or positively.
What policy are you specifically referring to?
All of his U.S. interventionism, like the Iraq War, when he was running for Sarah Palin, like he beget Sarah Palin, who beget Trump, right? He fucking, right after he was trying to run for re-election in 2010 and the Tea Party thing was going on, he pivoted to the right. And he has this commercial where he says, build the danged fence. And now all of a sudden, oh, it's uncouth because fucking Trump, he would disrespect the fucking...
He's
you know,
an imperfect politician. I'll certainly give you that. I don't think, as you were saying, there is one.
No. But he also crashed three
planes.
I'm
not going to look at all of them and say that, you know, all of them are evil because they enacted violence with policy in you know, in other countries and shit. But... I mean, he seemed like a decent man. He seemed like he kind of didn't just walk the party line and...
Yeah, but he said that, but, like, his voting record reflects that he did walk the party line. Just in, like, fucking... Like, McCain-Feingold, the campaign finance thing, which got repealed in, like, after Citizens United. So it wasn't even a thing anymore. He never fucking worked to try to roll back Citizens United if that was his baby, like, legislation or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because he benefited from it. You know what I mean? Like, I guess, I mean, like, all the, remember all the, like, the heinous, like, fucking dog whistle, like, even if it wasn't him, and, like, the fucking Republican operatives that were working for him on 2008. Like, that whole campaign against fucking Obama was like dog whistle fucking racism, you know what I mean? Like, it was a precursor to where we the fuck are today, before you could outright say, hey, it's the black Muslim guy, you know what I mean? Before our fucking big soggy president fucking...
Again, I don't think, you know, like you said, like, that was, you know, Lord knows how much he did to shut it down, but, it, you know, that wasn't him. That was...
And then they kept...
The party.
I agree, but then they kept circulating that thing on Twitter yesterday where, remember, the lady stood up and was like, he's a Muslim. And he's like, oh, no, he's a decent human being, which implied Muslims aren't decent human beings.
But, like, you could tell from her tone that she's like, I don't trust him. He's an Arab.
No, I understand. But, like, you know, I don't know, man. Like,
you can't really, you know, that's taking it out of context, what you're saying, kind of.
Well, I'm just reading the words. His best thing ever, though, I've played it a million times, where the Western Pennsylvania, he's like, a lot of people have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania, and you know, I couldn't agree with them more.
Really?
I've never seen that. That's hilarious. Oh, it's so good. He fucked it up.
Western PA's dumb anyways.
Oh, yeah, it's great. And then when he was running in 2008, there was like the fucking... he was in the WWE universe or whatever, and fantastic. You're like, can you Mechaniacs or something like that? Hold on, I'll pull it.
Anyways, what I was bringing up was last night. Yes, last night I had a good night plan. I was going to go see the lady, and we were going to have a whole bunch of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Giant Eagle, mm-hmm. and I bought two things of lube, and only two things of lube. Like, you know, kind of hacky comedy bits about, oh, buying toilet paper itself or buying condoms. Fuck that. I went and bought just straight lube. And I went and I sat it down in front of a lady and I winked at her. Just purchased it. And while I'm buying two things of lube and two things of lube only, I get a notification. Oh, John McCain died. So I'll never forget where I was when I found out John McCain died.
Well.
Purchasing lube.
There you go. I was in line at Giant Eagle yesterday. And, well, two things. The last 2 days, weird things happened. The one day, there was a lady behind me, and all she was buying was a six-pack of champagne and a giant bottle of Pepto-Bismol. I was like, you win the fucking weekend, baby. But then yesterday I was in line, and there was a guy with a Panama hat, a white Panama hat, a blazer, and mirrored aviators, uh-huh. right? So I thought that either my CIA case agent has gotten sloppy, or Big Sunscreen had finally come to collect their blood debt against me. But hold on,
one time I bought condoms, 5-Hour Energy, some wine, some candy, and some Gas-X. And the guy behind the counter, as he's swiping it, like, one at a time, like, oh, you're going to have a good night tonight. And then he got to the Gas-X, and he goes, this is genius right here.
There you go.
Casey, I think you may have noticed that Senator Obama's supporters have been saying some pretty nasty things about Western Pennsylvania lately. And you know, I couldn't agree with them more. I couldn't disagree with you. I couldn't agree with you more than the fact that Western Pennsylvania is the most patriotic, most God-loving...
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. The best part is, like, the crowd about to go, yeah, oh!
Fuck you guys!
That's one of my favorite John McCain
moments. Fuck your whole corner of the globe. Western Pennsylvania sucks.
I agree. There's nothing there. It's the worst fucking state to drive through. Even Ohio has more shit to look at than fucking Western Pennsylvania, man. They're fucking...
I went to school in Erie. That's Western PA.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's nothing there. Did you ever drive to New York from here?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's the fucking worst.
It's very plain.
We just went to Baltimore.
Indiana's the worst.
Oh, yeah, Indiana's bad. We just went to Baltimore, though, a couple weeks ago. And that's what are you guys doing there? Fucking... my aunt lives there. Mm. We just went to go see her. But we had to go through, like... Western and like Eastern Pennsylvania, like Southeastern into like Delaware or whatever, and it fucking sucked. Wait, this is the other one. It's real good.
How are you, South Carolina? Finally, the Mac has come back to Greenville.
Ugh!
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me.
Ugh!
Let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Ugh!
What's she gonna do when Kane and all his maniacs run wild on you.
Oh, no!
Well, I say no surrender.
Oh. What you gonna do?
I mean, hitting the wrestling fan base certainly does make sense.
They all did it. There's a one of Hillary Clinton and fucking Barack Obama.
Also, definitely not a Republican, but I've been getting super back into wrestling lately.
Oh, wrestling's fucking great.
I am, like, balls deep back into wrestling. Sarah is a huge wrestling fan, which I didn't know until a couple months
really?
Ago.
Really? Who's her favorite wrestler?
Her favorite wrestler, she loves John Cena. Ah. She's a girl. She's attracted to him.
Do you remember when John Cena announced to the SummerSlam crowd that Osama bin Laden had been killed live?
No.
Yes!
No.
You never... No. Oh, man! I'll pull it up. But yeah, so she likes Cena? I mean, I guess that's like he's pretty universal.
I watched this this past SummerSlam. We got like a free month of WWE Network, which I watched nonstop for like 4 days after getting
yeah.
it. And it was like, other than the main event, it was a great SummerSlam. Like, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns sucked.
I like Roman Reigns.
I fucking hate Roman Reigns.
He's kind of bland, I guess.
He's super bland. He doesn't do anything. Superman punching a spear? It's nothing. Braun Strowman is fantastic.
Yeah,
I like the tag teams right now. My favorite is New Day. Have you seen them? They are the fucking best. Mm-mm. They are, three black dudes, like the one is Jack, the other two are kind of more high flyers, and they come out wearing like colorful clothing with cartoons of themselves on it, and the one dude plays a trombone, and the other one's this big Jack dude who pretty much just like pelvic thrusts, and then the other guy has a big plate of pancakes that he throws out into the crowd. Fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Alright, here's...
Every night with hustle, loyalty, respect on my sleeve.
This really happened.
To a permanent end, Osama bin.
Do you remember when we killed Osama bin Laden and all of a sudden people started calling him Usama?
No. I remember Usama Young. He used to play for the
Yes, team. But like, no, like when we killed him, I started hearing people saying Usama.
I don't remember that. I do know that they probably just killed some old man. That wasn't Usama.
Haven't you seen Zero Dark Thirty?
Well, yes, it's a CIA propaganda movie. It's true. It's documented fact. It really is. They consulted with the CIA. They didn't use torture.
Of course you consult with the CIA.
And they lied. They said they used,
like, if you're trying to make like any sort of...
They said they waterboarded those people to fuck in the movie to reveal information, when in reality the Pakistani Secret Services just gave them the address to where this fucking dude was, who wasn't even fucking Osama bin Laden.
Well, isn't that, if anything, anti-CIA to make it seem like they're waterboarding people out there?
No, because that's not what people fucking think. They think, yeah, fuck yeah, they're fucking... That's like how 24 was popular, you know what I mean? People
yeah, but
think about that.
You're not allowed to waterboard people, that is...
No, I know, you're not. But they
so,
claim
like,
that
the
they
CIA
did.
Isn't going to tell them, go ahead and show us waterboard
they,
people to make it more badass.
I'll
that's
send
not...
you the fucking literature.
You can say so. Does the literature specifically say that the CIA asked them to show waterboarding?
Yes, yes, it does.
That makes no sense.
I guarantee you.
Send
it
to me.
Because that was right when... I will. Remind me here after the thing, because it'll take me a minute to look. Because they want... The CIA wants them to have advanced interrogation tactics.
That's not advanced. That's the opposite of advanced. Pouring water over somebody's face is not advanced.
That's what they called it instead of torture. Or not advanced. Enhanced interrogation fucking tactics or whatever. Which, by the way, that Who is America, where Dick Cheney signed the waterboard kit, is fucking gold.
Oh my
man.
God.
How did, like, a fucking handler of his not just, like, step in? I don't understand it, man. Are these people are that fucking stupid that run our fucking country.
I that show, like, I want to fully believe in it, but, like, it's hard for me to not believe that these people aren't noticing that he's wearing... a prosthetic nose, and like, to me, like, the prisoner guy looks super fake. It looks like he's wearing a skin outfit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's as good as it gets with what we got these days, but like, you can still fucking tell
some of them. But the politician ones,
the
they
fat,
obviously
like,
are getting duped.
The pussy hat riding the bike
oh, yeah,
guy,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
The super liberal guy, like, he looks obviously right. Not like that's him as a person.
That guy is fucking, that character kills me, man.
It's very funny, and I like, it's amazing that he keeps getting access to these high-powered people.
I know. How could you not fucking, I mean, I don't know how they're going to do a second season now after it was like a giant fucking to-do.
I've always wondered about stuff like that. I mean, like, he laid off of fucking with the world for a minute.
A long time. You know, is the head writer on that show is Nathan Fielder.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yep, Nathan Fielder writes on that show. And then somebody else does, too. I can't remember. But, like, he's a genius, man. Like, that show is, like, the best thing that's been going on. The fucking, the present, the unpackaging, like, Swedish guy. Oh, my God, man. And they just all go along with it. Like, Joe Arpaio, how he's fucking talking to the fucking, the little donut.
Yeah.
Like, how could you fucking not just be sitting there?
Because
like, this is...
they probably see, like, people fucking love that shit. People love watching people unbox shit and play video games on YouTube.
Why?
They love it.
Yes, and then...
let's see how much money... Did you hear about that? Those two YouTube guys that fought?
Yeah.
I want... you know, obviously, this is based off of seeing how much money Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor made.
Right.
It's like, oh, boxing can yank in this kind of money with this kind of viewership. And it brought teen girls to boxing, I'm sure. Let's see how much money Logan Paul and whatever that guy.
Which wasn't that? Didn't that guy get in trouble for going into like the suicide forest in Japan and like taping a bunch of fucking people that hung themselves? I want to be a YouTube influencer, man. Like, how fucking, what a life! It'd be so great. You don't do shit. You know. I get sick of it after. There's only so many times a day you can masturbate. I've been trying to crack the code on that one, but is that a solid money? 5?
Does it say how much money?
Was it broadcast? Was it like a fucking pay-per-view thing? Or like on Fox? Did you see the boxing thing that happened, I think on Friday, where the heavyweight guy, like, he just, they started round one and he just turned around and fucking walked out of the arena?
Deontay Wilder?
Maybe.
I think so.
Yeah.
Purse of the fight was split 50-50, and although official details for it haven't been made revealed, it is believed to have made over 150 million euros and will be added to the lucrative sponsorship deals that the pair signed.
This Logan Paul thing? 150 million euros?
That's what this thing just said.
Yeah, but they don't split that purse, right? That goes to, like, all the other shit.
I'm sure.
Regardless, I'm sure they get...
costs and everything, but...
Yeah. They got more than €1 million. That's, that's like, what, $2 million?
Let's see. Earlier this week, Boxman said they could be walking away with $30 million to $40 million each.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
The one dude's worth $6 million. Logan Paul's worth $6 million.
By doing what?
By being... this.
What? How?
It's disgusting. Kids love it. Kids love it.
But, oh man.
And he was like a teen heartthrob almost. Like, young teen girls had a big crush on him.
These, you know, everybody like...
He's from Westlake.
Ohio?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
How old is he?
24, maybe?
Oh man, I'm gonna murder him. Let's fucking kill him. Fantasy boys. Boyfriends. Do us a favor from your good pal Brian Kenny, who told me to say murder.
Dude, have you ever seen the kind of backlash that comes with pissing off
YouTube
star's fan base?
Yeah.
Barley House,
that
downtown.
That happened recently, right?
For a second, I kind of dated a little bit, lightly, very lightly, the one GM there.
Mm.
And this,
what was his
it
name?
Was like not long. Steve. But like, she was telling me that, like, this is after the fact, but she, there were these two YouTube stars that came in. The one girl's from around here. She brought her boyfriend, who's like some sort of video game player, and she does like makeup tutorials or some nonsense like that. And they came into Barley House, and they were like trying to stay later and longer, and like the bouncer trying to get them to leave, they were like wooden and were being dicks about it, and
right.
They ended up getting tossed, and then they were being total dicks to people outside, and somebody just fucking punched him, and then some girl punched her, and like
good.
The footage got released, and these two go on YouTube the next Monday or whatever, and just start blasting everybody, like saying like fuck the Barley House, pretty much sicking their fans on them, and people went nuts. This girl's pictures of her house and her address were posted.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What, man, everybody knocks on, you know, rags on millennials or whatever, but, like, the generation after us is gonna be just broke and just fucking, like, pod people, man. Because they fucking grew up with all that shit, you know what I mean? So, like, they don't know how to interact and, like, be a fucking normal
human
being. So
easy to just say the first thing that comes to your fucking mind, the first course of action that comes to your mind when whoever your adversary is not
visible.
Right there.
Yeah.
When they don't seem real to you, all of your rage can just be channeled sitting very comfortably in your home. And these kids, they're just savages.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a generation.
Savages.
It's a generation of total Asperger's. It's the Asperger's event horizon.
Things I had always kind of wondered about what the internet, like the effects it would have. I remember specifically thinking maybe 3-4 years ago, what are presidential elections going to look like when people our age are trying to run and all the dumb shit we put on Facebook and Twitter is going to come out there.
It's going to fucking own.
And then, yeah, as it turns out, we found out much earlier than we thought, and it's just fine.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
No.
And then other things like what does it do to developing minds when you can, with, you know, if your parents aren't keeping a tight look on your, on what you're looking at, like being able to see hardcore that early, what is that going to look like, mankind? Is that why people are eating ass so early?
I think so, yeah.
Because they've had access to knowing that that's an option.
Me gusta comer tu culo.
Now, trust me, I am in no way speaking negatively about eating ass.
Listen,
Lord knows, there's one thing I am pro. It is eating ass.
Brian Kenny, a chicken in every pot and an ass eaten in every garage.
An ass on every face. But, like, you didn't even know that these things were an option when we were kids. You'd wait for like 5 minutes for a picture of boobs to slowly materialize on a computer screen.
Danny.com, remember that one?
No.
It was Danny.
I've said it before on this show, I was a Boobs Mafia fan.
Boobs Mafia.
Boobs Mafia.
Oh, Vinny Bag of Donuts, and the Boobs Mafia over there. I came up with this joke the other day. You want to hear my impression of an Italian sub?
Yeah.
Oh, what the gabagool? Now, why are you gonna fuck my ass, Mario?
We did talk about this.
Yeah, okay, never mind.
I think you gotta say something more like submissive than just getting fucked in the ass, because that's for especially the millennial.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is sex now.
You shit in my mouth, Giuseppe. Why don't you give me the gabagool?
Tell me what a piece of shit I am. Step on me, mommy.
And why don't you step on my testicle?
Mommy's little bitch, baby.
Oh man. I haven't been. The last show that I fucking did was at the Torch on the Porch a couple of weeks ago. And where they throw the shit.
Did you get pegged good?
I got hit once, but like I felt like I was three clicks up the dung yang. You know what I mean? Like fucking looking for the man in the black pajamas. I had to stay out of the light so I could see it when they were fucking coming. But I killed. It went over like fucking real well. Other than some like, so I do that Muslim joke or whatever, which is pro like Islam. But it starts out like not like that, and like everybody was going along, and this fat like white lady stands up in the back, and she's like, "That's not funny. My best friend is Muslim," and like the last person that you would ever fucking be upset in Willoughby, a big fat white lady in a fucking spaghetti strap, you know, upset about a Muslim joke. It's like, yeah, well, you know, it like comes around. Yeah, just shut the fuck up, man. And like she caused this whole fucking like stink. Get the fuck
I got
out
fucking
of here.
Pegged when I did that. I got pegged.
Yeah, no.
Good.
Yeah. It makes you mad, right?
Like,
yeah, exactly.
I had to take a deep breath. I was about to freak out. I was like, okay, let's. Like, nothing that's going to come out of my mouth is going to be clever or funny. It's not like I'm going to be putting. I'm just going to be, like, confrontational.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's going to ruin the next 40 minutes of my set that
for
I have
sure
to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So I continued, and then, like, maybe 10 minutes later, he whips another one up. It misses me. I don't go, and then it hits me right in the arm, and I'm like, do we have a problem? I had to say something, or else this fucking asshole's gonna keep going. So I, you know, did I do something to offend you? Like, what could possibly make you think that this is okay? That I'm just gonna keep dealing with this? Like, the spirit of the thing is that it's fun.
Right. For context,
you don't like something, if you do like something, you kind of lob one at the stage, and sometimes it can actually increase punchlines and shit like that. Right. If, you know, everybody's quiet, and it's one of those moments where you kind of, like, smile and wait for people to laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if somebody, you know, hits you then, fine, great. I saw that happen, that show. But, like, this dude, I was like, this is not the spirit of it, and you're really pissing me off. You got to stop.
I whipped
and
one.
I guess the guy left, because I went looking for him after the show. Yeah, I was not happy.
Yeah, well, that fat lady's boyfriend, so I'm outside, right? And, like, she left in a huff, and I'm like, I wasn't fucking, like, whatever. And, like, the her boyfriend, big, skinny, fucking rat-tail-looking Willoughby trash, you know? He's like, hey, funny man, you want to tell me a joke? I was like, nope, I'm off the clock. And he, like, didn't know how to respond. And I was like, well, see you later. And then he's like, fuck. I don't fucking like when people fuck with me like that, man. But, like, for context of everybody listening, that's not, like, a surprise. We knew that going in. And you actually get a bonus for, which is fucking stupid. But
how much did you get off of it?
I just got a flat rate because so many, like, fucking... I was like, nobody's keeping count on this, so, like, just give me fucking $50 and be the fuck.
Did you give me $50 for it?
Yeah.
I got 25.
Oh.
Oh, wait, are you talking about including your set?
Yeah.
I'm talking just tomato.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't... Trust me, we were both promised was not made, so...
Really?
Yeah. Not on his fault. It just, like, there wasn't, you know what I mean?
I was promised.
Yeah, well... The door wasn't as heavy as
anticipated.
Listen, that was what was said to me. So
yeah, I mean, he always does tell me, like, he was always telling me that the thing just packs out. For mine, it was like a decent, but not like a packed out.
Yeah,
but
no, I mean, like, I'm not.
I enjoyed the show a whole bunch.
I liked it.
I had a rough show on Saturday. I did one out in Twinsburg it was like for the Cleveland Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And
like a fundraiser thing?
Yeah, something to that effect.
How'd that go? A lot of Cleveland Comedy Festival fans in Twinsburg.
A couple tables of older people, a couple tables of younger people. The two tables of younger people loved it, except for one motherfucker at one of the tables. And it was a very well-lit room. I could very clearly see everybody's responses.
Yeah.
And this one dude did not smile. Not one time the entire time. Younger guy. I'm like, I wanted to say something, but, you know, I just... Things like that... It just makes me mad. Like, I don't even want to bust balls with him. I don't.
Right. Yeah.
You didn't smile one time at any of this.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You're the one paid to fucking get in, douchebag.
Well, the rest of your table's dying.
Yeah.
You're not even gonna smirk. Are you mad at me about something?
Even worse is like when they're laughing, but like other people aren't, and they're like covering their mouths. Like, you know what I mean? Like that fucking drives me fucking up the wall.
And then I started doing drug stuff, and like I was just trying to get through my 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So like did the horse story, and that ate dicks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like the older tables, like as soon as I started talking about drugs, were out.
Oh, yeah.
Out.
Mm. Well, Twinsburg. Twinsburg, they have the Twins Festival, right? And then a fucking Sheetz that I drive by when I'm going to my wife's house and her parents' house or whatever. It's all this notable.
I have another Dave and Buster show coming up.
When is that? Because we're about to wrap this up anyways.
Late Good September. September 22nd, maybe.
September 22nd.
Yeah.
All right. I have September 1st. I will be on the Jeb Show, the triumphant return of the Jeb Show, May Halls, 9 p.m. And then I'm at Hilarities tomorrow for Polk Show. I think I'll put this or Tuesday. I think I'll put this out tomorrow.
I can't remember which day I'm doing that. I think the first one of the new month, and then I'll be at the Improv the rest of that week.
What dates? Next week, the weekend after fucking Labor Day, go see Brian at the Improv.
Yeah.
And then fucking Labor
that
Day.
Same week, Polk Show, too.
Yeah.
Let's see. The 4th, yeah.
All right. So go see Brian.
5th through the 8th, I'll be at the Improv.
Fucking tweet at us. I got a couple of John McCain zingers on there. You can fucking tell me to fuck myself. At Fantasy Boys Pod. At I am Brian Kenny, at Bill Squire, at Party All the Rhine, fucking, we got some more shit for you. Well, just stay tuned.
We missed you. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.